two sendings, what is the difference between now send and will send? Hopefully if this post gets too complicated, you all have access to a brilliant fifth grader who will be able to explain the difference between present tense language and future tense language. Just kidding, the Bible is very clear. The risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ sent the Apostle Paul twice. There were two sendings, one to those who were in the covenants of promise, and another to all people without distinction. In Acts chapter 26, Paul is recounting the events on the road to Damascus to King Agrippa. Notice the present tense language in reference to the Gentiles to whom Paul is being sent. Also notice the voice Saul heard was speaking in the Hebrew tongue. The significance of this will become evident later. Acts 26:14. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Acts 26:15. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Acts 26:16. But rise, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister, and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things, in the which I will appear unto thee. Acts 26:17. Delivering thee from the people, and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. There are two groups of people identified in this first sending of the Apostle Paul. Both were in the covenants of promise. In verse 17, the Lord mentions the people which in the Bible always refers to Jews. We also see a reference to the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Now send equals present tense. Paul did not receive the full revelation of all the mysteries, plural, all at once. Paul received an abundance of visions and revelations from Acts 9 on up through Acts 18. Notice the purpose the Lord gives to the Apostle Paul. In the account of the road to Damascus in verse 16, Acts 26:16, But rise, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister, and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things, in the which I will appear unto thee. It is clear that there will be more revelations to come, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things, in the which I will appear unto thee. If you don't understand the difference between these things and those things, now might be a good time to pause and go find yourself that fifth grader. I will appear unto thee equals future tense. Many years later, in Acts chapter 21, Paul is back in Jerusalem, where he is falsely accused of bringing in Greeks into the temple. There's that word Greek again, HMMM. There is a difference between the temple and the synagogues, Gentiles who blessed the seed of Abraham, who were under the covenants of promise by way of the Abrahamic covenant, were allowed into the synagogues. They were not allowed into the temple. This is not the focus of this post, but it does add to it. Now, still in Jerusalem, in chapter 22, Paul stands up and addresses the Jewish crowd in the Hebrew tongue. The Hebrew tongue is significant. He again recounts the events that occurred on the road to Damascus. Here are a few verses, but as always, please open your own Bibles and read the full context. Acts 22:6. And it came to pass that, as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. Acts 22:7. And I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts 22:8. And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. As Paul continues, he recounts to this Jewish crowd in Jerusalem, in the Hebrew tongue, another encounter with the Christ. It is another different revelation from the risen ascended Lord Jesus Christ. He receives a different message than what he first received on the road to Damascus. Remember, those things in the which I will appear unto thee, he refers back to a previous trip to Jerusalem, where he was in a trance while in the temple, and had a vision. We'll call it the temple vision. Acts 22:17. And it came to pass that, when I was come again to Jerusalem, Even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, Acts 22:18, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. The Lord tells him to make haste, and quickly get out of Jerusalem, which Paul does. They will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Keep in mind that Paul has been to Jerusalem several times before. In Acts 15 he goes to Jerusalem to communicate unto them that gospel that he preached among the Gentiles. They, the Jews, didn't have any problem receiving his testimony at that time, or any other time that he was in Jerusalem. So what changed? This final revelation to the Apostle Paul from the Lord Jesus Christ is the beginning of the end. The audience to whom Paul was to be sent, future tense, is about to be changed. Another side note to consider. We have already established that Paul received multiple revelations from the Lord at different times between Acts 9 and Acts 18. However, Paul did not always immediately preach what the Lord revealed to him. Sometimes he was required to wait until the due time. But for now, let's continue reading. Paul argues with the Lord for a few verses, then he gets the new revelation in verse 21. Acts 22:21, and he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. I will send, the Lord will send him, future tense, to Gentiles, who are far hence. This is not a reference to distance in miles. It is a reference to the biblical status of these far hence Gentiles. They are far hence because they are strangers from the covenants of promise. Ephesians 2. They are not blessing the seed of Abraham. These far hence Gentiles are not under the Abrahamic covenant. They are goyim, Acts 22:22, and they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices, and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. They gave him audience up unto this word. They listened in silence, ref verse 2, until he said one word in the Hebrew language. What word? Gentiles, goyim. Whereas before Paul was sent to Gentiles, who were in the covenants of promise, Greeks, in your King James Bible. Now Paul's testimony is that he will be sent to far hence goyim Gentiles. They are a different type of Gentile. That is why this final revelation is the beginning of the end. The end of what? It's the end of Paul going to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. The Jews never had a problem with Paul going to the audience to whom he was first sent. Now send. Apostate Jews and heathen Gentiles did, however, have a problem with the content of Paul's message, not with the audience. But Paul is now telling them that he will be sent to take the same message of salvation to all men without distinction, as the events of the Acts of the Apostles play out in the remainder of the historical book of Acts. We see that was the case. Now send, and will send equals two sendings. Do you need a fifth grader yet? In Paul's first sending, his ministry was to a particular remnant of the Jews, and to a particular type of Gentile, Greeks, who were in the promises by way of the Abrahamic covenant. In due time, Paul's second sending would begin, Acts 20:24. In due time, Paul would take his testimony of salvation to all people without distinction. Thank the Lord. If it were not for the second sending, the likes of you and me today would not have access to the salvation message. We would have been required to become Greeks by blessing the seed of Abraham first, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Read all about that in the previous chapters of the book of Acts, time after time after time. As the events of the book of Acts continued to be played out, Israel was finally cast away, and became Lomai, not God's people. So today there is no Israel of God, to for anyone to bless, Genesis 12:3. There is no skirt of a Jew, for us to hold on to. The fact that far hence, goyim Gentiles would be saved was not according to the scriptures. The fact that far hence, goyim Gentiles, like you and me, would be saved was unsearchable and hidden God. Far hence, goyim Gentiles like you and me cannot read ourselves into Isaiah 53. Do you need a fifth grader yet? Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, Ephesians 3:2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, Ephesians 3:9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, the mystery of Ephesians 3, the fellowship of the mystery. Thank you, Lord. I am included. Amen. The word in verse 2 indicates a direction to you Gentiles. These Ephesians were examples of far hence Gentiles, who were strangers from the covenants of promise. Ephesians 2:12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God. In the world, there are two types of Gentiles in the Bible. There were two sendings of the Apostle Paul in the Bible. Now what about the two dispensations to the Apostle Paul? Is the dispensation of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 9, the same as the dispensation of the grace of God, Ephesians 3, or do they fit with the two types of Gentiles and the two sendings,